you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
What is up, my fellow addicts, Ralph Sutton and Big J Okerson?
Hi.
We're doing the SDR show, but a special event in the honor of the ending of Pride Month.
Yeah, finally.
Finally got to do something for Pride Month.
Yeah, no, I meant finally it was over.
Oh, finally it was over.
This is how we celebrate. It's finally over.
Yeah, we're getting three...
My mouth couldn't take it anymore, Ralph. I've been sucking so much cock to show my pride.
So we have...
When in Rome, dude.
Three lovely Gas Digital employees that have decided to show off their feminine side in the first potentially annual SDR Drag Queen contest.
For two of three of them, it was in them always.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. Remember, we do the shows Wednesdays and Saturdays, 9 p.m. Eastern time.
We do?
Yeah.
No, I'm joking.
Okay.
And it's funny to say, like, I don't really know.
Yeah, well, you know, by the way, Jay, let me say this. Anytime you miss an episode, I get emails, did Jay quit the show? And I post it. I promise you, if and when Jay quits the show, I will tell you.
Yeah, I guess we're just hiding it.
You're just hiding it. Like, you think I'm fucking hiding it? So stupid. If it happens, maybe, who knows? Can't see the future. I'll let people know.
Probably. Yeah. Yeah, I guess. You make noises for me. Blah, blah, black dick.
Cock, sucking dick.
Oh, you're right, Jay.
Ralph, you like run so good. South Park, where you just take clips of you. And all right, here it is right now, the SDR Drag Queen episode of the SDR Show.
This is the intro to the shit show. Sex, drugs, and rock and roll. This is a hit show. Show me a tit show. Please, someone walk the hole. It's weed, I'm beat. It's hookers and blow. It's art, you need to know. The SDR Show. Let's go.
Alrighty. Hey, hello, howdy. It is the SDR Show, Sex, Drugs, and Rock and Roll Show. I am Ralph Sutton. Back with me in studio once again, Mr. Big J Okerson.
Hey, buddy. Oh, shit. Can I ask you a question real quick?
Yeah.
I was thinking about this outside. Never asked you this ever. Do you fuck naked?
Naked, yeah, of course. What do you mean, like, do I wear socks?
Anything.
No, nothing. Completely naked.
Socks,
nothing.
Socks,
everything's shirt. Off. Everything's off. Completely off. What would you think I'm wearing?
I don't know. It was
some sort of
guess.
Fitness outfit or something?
I had nothing beyond that. I just wanted to know that. It makes me laugh. That's the thing.
The thought of me naked.
Do you then sleep naked next to them?
No, I never sleep naked.
You pop on some shorts.
My outfit of choice that if I could live in would be underwear and a t-shirt. I wear 99% of the time.
Barefoot, naked, everything, every
Completely.
Time.
Every single time. What do you wear? I know you wear a t-shirt.
Tank top, dude.
Tank top.
Not a t-shirt.
It's a tank top is a t-shirt.
It's not a t-shirt.
It's a subset of t-shirt.
What?
I would say that it's a subset of t-shirt.
It's a whole different thing.
I disagree. We have someone here that can answer that question. Grace, would you, before we even introduce everybody, you work in the field of fashion.
Rain.
I said Grace, sorry, Rain. With the, there we go. Would you say that there's a category of t-shirt and then under t-shirt is like wife beater, tank top, v-neck?
No, absolutely.
Okay, thank you. Absolutely. Thank you very much. She works in fashion. You well, obviously don't. Pow!
You guys been hanging out all night.
Yeah, we set it up ahead of time. If Jay brings up
Naked.
Anything about t-shirts.
Yeah. Hey, gals, just so you know, if you fuck Ralph, it's going to be naked.
It's going to be naked. Would you rather have an image of me wearing something?
Now, it makes me, I don't know why, so much happier that your tussie's out and just like, I don't know. You're holding back and butt.
My tush?
Yeah.
My little tush? Ralph's little tush?
Yeah.
Yeah. I once in a while, like, I feel stupid if I realize my socks are on. I feel I look ridiculous, so I take my socks off.
That's the problem.
Yeah, I think it looks weird to wear socks.
I don't know. Naked's just weird.
You think naked is more weird than just socks?
No, you're probably right. I'm not arguing that. I'm saying I'm tank top and socks.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
It seems like
me and Bobby just had this talk outside. If the socks, in fact, the only time the socks are coming off is in the removal of pants, snags the socks, and I can't retrieve very quickly. It's stuck inside the pants somewhere. I'm taking the other sock off.
For symmetry?
Yes.
Okay.
It would look weird to have one sock on.
I think, and we'll open this to the room here. Let's introduce everybody first. Just let me first say what we're doing tonight, then we'll get into it. In honor of Pride, with last day of Pride Month, as we do this live, we decided to make over three of our male producers or staff members here at Gas, right? We're not going to say who yet. We'll introduce them one at a time. And Lainey set this up, so thank you, Lainey. She's away right now. She's in Puerto Rico. And Rain, you work in this industry.
She's running from charges.
She's got to hide. You know, the industry finally caught up with her. Rain, you work in this field in helping drag queens become more beautiful. Is that a good way to put it?
I do
get
more.
Get very close to the mic, please.
More people that are transgendered or cross-dressers than drag queens.
Okay, fair enough. I don't even 100%.
Damn, Ralph, you're so not woke.
I don't either.
Is there
so much subdivisions, right, of people that dress, of men that dress like women. There are so many subdivisions,
right,
that I'm even confused.
I thought, and I could be wrong.
Ralph's not an ally.
I thought cross-dresser was an outdated term.
Oh, my Lord, and Ralph.
She just said it.
It is God. An outdated
it's okay,
term.
Look at dude. You. What,
am I right?
Yeah, not many people know about it, but look at you. Caught up with 2021.
Thank you very much. Thank you. I'm a hip. I'm more woke than you even realize.
No, not at all, dude. You said all kinds of stuff.
That's great. Yes, that's what I thought. Air. I thought that was a bad term.
It's a bad term, but it's actually a very good term, I think. What is a better term?
I would say, well, it depends what you're referring to.
A whole? One whole. All of us.
Drag, I would say, is the right term,
no? No, not to, you couldn't say that to somebody that's transgender.
Okay, not that, but like someone who dresses up.
Drag?
Yeah.
That's funny. No, we have, see, we
drag
don't even have
agreement
within the
community. Drag is more RuPaul stuff.
I would say, I mean, we're all doing drag right now without
right.
even realizing.
But no, like, the question, what about a guy who is just likes to wear, like, let's say a guy that like likes to wear women's clothes for his own personal benefit, but maybe not out. That's not drag.
No.
What would you call that?
Cross-dressing, maybe.
Get on the mic always, by the way.
Cross-dressing,
maybe. I'm going to call it your
I would
dad
say
used to sleep in bed with
you. Isn't my dad.
It's my in dad. The old days, that was called, what was it?
I don't even want to say it. Yeah.
What was it?
It starts with a T.
I don't even know what the word is.
I can't remember the
word. What does it end with?
E.
Oh, I don't know what word that is.
I think she means Y.
What?
No.
It starts with a T and ends with an E.
An E?
Or ends with a Y.
Ends with an E.
Transvestite?
Transvestite,
yeah.
Yes.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah,
from old transsexual Transylvania.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Those are all
from the
outdated
movie. All outdated terms.
It's so old, I couldn't remember it.
Yeah.
Are they insulting now?
Yes. Yes, because that's a derogatory term like they used in like porns and whatnot that people would make fun of other people that were trans.
But here's the question I would have, because I just not we're having a very woke discussion right at the top of the show.
Here
let's
goes.
Say I am an older man that
I'm
used
Ralph.
To be referred
All
to
lives matter.
As a
Ralph.
Transvestite. I'm 60 years old, which is pretty close to how old I am, and I grew up comfortable with that term, and I want to be referred to as that term. Is that still considered offensive?
I think.
Do you follow what I'm saying? Does it,
yeah.
No, I follow exactly what you're saying. I think it's an ongoing discussion now, and everything that's good, because that's the same thing. I said my thing. I did the joke where I say tranny on
stage.
On Netflix. Well, on Netflix.
Yeah.
And for the most part, transgender people just laughed. They thought it was funny in the concept. And then a lot of people got mad.
Right.
Genuinely not the transgender community, other people, but like, when explained to me by someone who wasn't upset by the joke, they were like, here's why you're getting excited. I was like, why would I get so much shit for this? It's not like a negative
joke.
The joke's not negative at all. Yeah. And I was like, I didn't understand what the big deal was. And they go, well, just like, it's the explanation was basically what you just said. However, to me, it's just as simple as like, oh, so now, like, I'm not saying I wouldn't use terms like in comedy necessarily,
right,
but I was like, whereas before in my life, didn't think I was saying anything wrong if I was like, that's the tranny bar over there. I would now say trans because
right,
because
you know it's wrong.
It
right.
takes no difference in my life. I didn't mean it shitty the other way. You know what I mean? Like the way I was saying it wrong.
I have
so
to interrupt
why.
For 1 second because I just want to tell you something hilarious.
Yeah.
Out of my peripheral vision corner of my eye, two girls walked in.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought for a second, holy shit, she did a fucking amazing job. And then I realized it was actually two girls that walked in.
What do you think? It's Matty Jester skull.
You thought two queens walked
past. I thought that was the dude. Like,
the
I was like, oh, fuck, I'm seeing them. All right, I didn't want to see them yet. And I'm like, how did they fucking... Oh, my God. It's incredible. And then it was actually...
Fuck, dude.
Yeah.
I just realized I should have brought... I've got at least three fans that as we were doing our shit, we could have...
Oh,
like,
I should have brought
gonna
them.
We're
going to
throw some shade.
Yeah.
Oh, look at you. Yeah.
Oh, that's my jam.
All right, so now I'm going to try and get your name
show,
right, by the way.
There's a show called Yas Queen.
Let's try and get this right now.
I'll help you out.
Yuhua.
Yuhua. It's like Yuhua. Joshua, except you're saying with a U.
Yuhua.
I should have told you, Ralph, to do a little research on this. Watch, not Yas Queen. That's the show. The after show is called something else.
And Untucked.
Is that what it is? No. It was
Hey
on
Queen.
Netflix.
What a great name for a show, by the way.
Hey Queen.
Hey Queen was the show, but then there was like an after show. Anyway, the guy hosting it's Johnny.
Hey Queen.
But what's his name, that guy?
Johnny McGovern
is... I get very loose with sexuality in that community because he does things that I can't believe he's not getting in trouble for. He's just like slapping dicks to the dancers. Just like, all right, dude. He just goes for it.
That's great. And you were actually on RuPaul's Drag Race, right?
Yes, and I'm excited to be here.
Great. Hell so yeah. You're going to judge with us, right?
Yes.
And Rain, you made over three guys, and they came up with their own drag names. And we're going to have three contests, I believe. Shannon, do you want to kind of run through it? Because you're smarter than me and have this all planned out already.
Okay, so the first quote-unquote contest will be your initial introduction to each of our contestants. Mm-hmm. So they're going to walk the red carpet, which we'll have a camera out there as they do so, and then they'll enter into the studio, and they'll join right behind you guys, Ralph and
Sure. Should I get into this this chair when that happens?
No, we're good.
We're good. Okay.
So they'll all join you, and then you guys can speak with them a little bit, and then we're gonna bring in dry erase boards, and Ralph, Jay, and Yuhua. Okay. Yuhua. Damn it. I'm gonna get
it's
it by
okay.
the end.
It's okay.
We'll be judging. Rain will not be judging only because we don't want her to be biased on
right.
her own work.
Because also, I'm sure at least one of them was a piece of shit, and you want to smack him in the face.
So you
and
guys
I think
will,
I know which one already.
You guys will
or
rate.
She's moving in with one.
or both.
So you guys will rate the first round,
mm-hmm.
and then we're gonna move on to the second contest.
That's clearly a guy. Oh, it's Christine. I'm sorry, everyone. That was my girlfriend, Christine.
So the second one is going to be the reading contest. I had a hard time renaming this.
Well, whatever it's called, reading is fundamental. Again, I know that's a big thing.
H. Foley. I know this crew.
Okay, and then from those first two rounds, we're going to dwindle it down to two.
Right, and then in the second one, we're reading.
Hang on. We're going to do what?
Dwindle it down?
There you go.
Whittle it down?
Both of those would have worked.
I combined
you said dwindle.
I combined the two words.
Yeah.
That's all right.
So the reading means like roasting, so they'll be roasting each other.
Okay.
And then you guys will rate them again. After those two rounds, you'll eliminate one person, and then the final two contestants will then battle in lip syncing.
Love it.
To find out who is the queen.
And they pick their songs?
There is one. I picked the song.
So they're aware. They're all aware.
I didn't tell them what the song was, but I know it's a song that they're going to know.
Okay, even better. Even better. And then we'll pick who we think did the best.
Right.
In the lip syncing.
Yes.
I love it very, very much. So excited about this. So back to just really quickly, I think it's weird that you are not completely naked. I'm just going to say that when you have sex, just to put a button on it. I think that it's an uncomfortable thing for the woman.
Why is that?
I've slept with men who keep their shirts on.
Do you think it's uncomfortable?
I don't care if that makes them comfortable.
Okay.
But thing is, I prefer that they take it off because I don't really care how you look like underneath. I mean, you're over already. You know what
right.
I mean? Like,
we're already here.
Some men are keeping their shirts on because they believe that, oh, I don't have a six pack. You know, my body's not there. But I'm like, you're
That's
here.
Exactly it.
You're here.
No, you're
I
right.
invited you for a reason. I'm comfortable with
but
it.
I have a.
You know what I mean?
But let's keep it as excited as you were.
You know,
when we
I prefer
talking.
That you have some meat down there.
Okay, well, then Jay's the man for you.
Hello.
Hey. Yas Queen.
Yas Queen!
Man, we have so many of those fucking fans.
Yas, bitch.
Oh, there we
work.
Go.
Oh, Gia Gunn.
There we go.
Work! She watches the show.
We'll spill some tea and throw some shade.
I know. I wish I knew these references.
Johnny McGovern, dude.
Oh, I feel like I'm so out of it. I apologize.
You're not very woke.
I'm not woke.
You unsubscribed to all the gay television.
You were on the 10th season?
Season 10th, yes.
Okay, and how did that go? How far did you go along? I don't even know how that works.
I didn't win.
Okay, I don't know how that works. But
I didn't get the $100,000.
$100,000? Jesus Christ, that's a lot of money.
Ugh.
Wow.
I mean, if you think about it, it's not really that much anymore compared to what it was 10 years ago, well, right? You
know, I think Alaska Thunderfuck follows me because I mentioned them on radio.
Before. I don't know what that is. Is she a contestant?
Yeah.
Okay.
Jesus, Ralph.
I'm sorry.
I mean, what's wrong? Was it have to be just all straight white male action shows with you?
Is it not Vin Diesel? Then I don't know what you're talking about.
This guy.
He's talking about the state, Alaska.
Oh, fair enough.
Real thunderfuck.
That's a good name. All right, so let's get it started, Shannon. Let's get the boys in, or the girls, the queens. What am I saying?
The queens.
Yeah. I'm so excited. The queens.
Give us one moment girls. To cue them up.
Yeah, so now, are they coming in the order that I see here?
Yes.
Okay, so should I say who they are before they come in?
You can. Just wait for them to...
All right, and you don't have a picture of them, what they look like them to see.
Hold on one moment.
We kind of assumed you'd know that you're a police.
Not me. We have other people in the studio, you jackass.
I've never seen. I'm there excited to see the before and then the after.
Have some respect for our guests.
Ooh, okay. Look
so
at
we
this.
Have Dylan, who is going by the name of Stephanie O'Reilly.
What a Jewish heartthrob.
Okay, one moment. They're queuing them up.
Okay. Not since Woody Allen.
Let's see what Stephanie O'Reilly...
Has been raining so much puss on a Jew.
Is he Jewish, Dylan?
Yes.
He wears a Jewish star chain. If he's not, he's really...
Here he comes in. Here comes Dylan. I'm sorry.
He looks terrible.
That's terrible. That's terrible. Oh, that's not him. Okay, let's hear Stephanie O'Reilly. Come on, Stephanie.
Yes,
Oh, goodness gracious. Wearing a beautiful blouse. Can you say blouse?
I would name him...
Yeah.
I would name him Missy Prissy Pissy Pants.
He's wearing heels. He's pretty tall.
I'm good at naming drag.
Wow, look what we got going on here with the hairy legs.
Oh, hello. We got a Reba McEntire over here.
Oh, wow.
God. How you guys doing?
Wow. By the way,
you look like Celine Dion now.
Before the Titanic or after?
After.
So
I'm talking Vegas residency, Celine.
Now, before we bring in the next one, can I ask some questions to you?
Absolutely.
How was he as a patient?
No. I think we should wait for them to all come.
How was
she? We'll bring them all in. No, you're right. Shannon, we'll bring them all because it's hot out. Let's bring in now. Tanner is going by Miss Aloe Vera. Oh, look at... Oh, my God. Wow, Tanner's working it.
Woo!
That was Beth Stelling.
Wow, that is impressive.
Nobody?
No, I don't know who that is.
Oh,
wow, look at Tanner.
Oh,
wow.
Gorgeous.
Well, Tanner's got a real feminine wile.
I've fucked uglier.
I'm sure you did.
Yeah, I think I have.
Am I in the way, Miss Aloe Vera? You okay over there? Yeah. Okay. All right, and now finally, going by Chi-Chi Labuta, it is Maddie Jester Skulls. Come on in, Maddie.
She looks like she's...
Oh, my Lord. Wow.
Wow. What a fire plug of a woman.
That's a rough one. That is a rough one.
That's someone who fights with you over the last laundry basket at Walmart.
She looks like my sister.
They're on sale,
oh,
bitch.
Oh, my God.
What a pity.
Oh, my Lord.
Hey, girls.
I already know who was the hardest to deal with. Let's put it that way.
Damn.
Wow.
Skulls.
Well, way to half commit to it. Wow.
Hang on, Jay.
Yeah, I'm going to take a peek at your fucking shit. Yeah.
Whoa.
Damn, dude.
Yeah.
What
oh,
a
man,
lady.
Look at this scene behind me. That's impressive.
Everyone's got rosacea. Fucking Dylan's dad saw this and put a cigarette on his shoulder.
Wow. All right, so first I want to ask Rain some questions. First, how were they as contestants?
Wonderful.
Wonderful, every one of them?
Absolutely.
Okay, every one of them. Not one of them gave you any sort of difficulty.
Oh, no.
Not really.
Not really?
Because it looks like one of them was unwilling to shave.
Yeah. She was the one that was just a little bit more put off towards the whole thing.
Okay.
The other two were very, very...
The other two look like they're fully committed.
I respect the Jester
Absolutely.
Skulls. Maddie, I respect that. I wouldn't take the beard off for a bit. No way.
She looks like my sister.
She really
With
looks...
that beard?
Yeah.
You're just...
Wow.
That was the Italian side of the family.
Real truck stop girl she looks like. Real truck stop
girl. Yeah, for sure.
Rose.
Wow.
You spend $40 on that at a truck stop, you're going to get your money's worth, though. She does the work.
Wow. I will say that I feel that of the three of them, let me get the right name,
Aloe Vera
seems the most comfortable, seems the most in it.
Makes the most sense.
Makes the most sense, seems the happiest.
But Maddie, though, would fuck a girl dressed like that tonight. Like... I'm saying the girls are like, you'll stay dressed like that and pull your wiener at the side of your underwear. Yeah.
Yeah. You think that... Wait. Here's my question to you.
He's going to women's rooms to piss all night.
So when I posed the question to the staff, the immediate two responses was first was Aloe. And second was Stephanie. Mm-hmm. And then it took a little while, and then it was Chi-Chi.
Okay.
But I feel that like Stephanie and Aloe had been waiting for us to come up with this for a long time. They wanted this to happen.
You think so? This was very...
very much...
they were accepting of it.
They were very accepting of
it. Sometimes I worry, though, if Chi-Chi fought it so much because a fear of the unknown of what could be.
Right.
You know what I mean? Could be a whole new life waiting for him out there.
All right, before we go any further, Jay, we have great news for fans. We got the Yo Kratom. They support our style of comedy. And guess who we have here?
Yes.
It's Yo Delta.
It's the Yo Delta Vampire. I had to change my name for
your name
legal
is not
reasons.
As on brand as it used to be.
I go where the action is, baby. And you know the action is now at Yo Kratom.
With Delta 8.
Long time sponsor at Gas Digital.
Yo Delta, sorry, Delta Pyre? What is it again?
The Yo Delta Vampire.
That's a wordy name.
It doesn't fit into the word like the other company. But they wanted my services, so I swung over like the sprint guy.
The sprint guy of Yo Delta.
Ace, that other thing is shit. This is the good stuff.
If you're over 21 and living in the majority of the states where this is legal, it's time to stock up for a summer of Delta 8.
If you want to get high, but you only want to do it like a child with vapes and gummies, is this the product for you?
The thing for you. Go to
if you're not man enough to smoke pot.
If you're not allowed to hold a lighter.
If it's too masculine for you to roll your own doobies.
Then we've got news for you.
And you like candy.
All right, let's go to yodelta.com. Use the promo code GAS. You're going to get 25% off. They have vapes. They have gummies for the Delta 8 that is legal in almost every state.
Yes, the cool ones.
The cool ones. Only the cool ones. If you live in one of those shitty ones, move.
Yeah, South Dakota might be a little light in the loafers about this.
If you're right at South Dakota, I'd be really impressed.
So would I.
All right, let's get back into it. Well, let's ask the professional in the room. You are?
Yes.
Give me your initial reactions on the three of them, going from the first entrant, Stephanie, all the way down.
First of all, give yourself all a round of applause. I mean, you all look beautiful regardless of these two say,
you don't
okay?
mean that.
No, I do really because I mean,
Dylan looks like Elliot Page.
It takes a lot of guts, it takes a lot of nerves to dress, you know, someone a little bit different.
Are
and
you doing a White Snake video?
Right? I mean, not many people from the staff did it, so a round of applause.
I know.
Did you ever see, were you able to dig up? I have like an old thing I did at Stamp New York where I'm wearing full drag.
Oh, no.
Dancing out from like underneath me. Yeah.
Really?
It's pretty weird.
That's pretty wild. How long ago was that?
Years.
You had the long hair back then, so it was maybe easier.
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It was. I am not an attractive woman.
You know, the initial idea was that it would be me versus you, but you were very against it.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't want you to see my lack of dick bulge in a skirt.
All right. So you're giving them all, but is there one that is shining for you?
I would have to say Chi-Chi. I think she's the most comfortable one.
You think so?
I think so.
That's booze.
By, maybe it's booze and drugs, but the way her demeanors and her mannerism, I think she's the most comfortable.
This is Chi-Chi before, because we missed
we missed
it. Oh, yeah, we missed Chi-Chi and also Chi-Chi. Aloy as well. Oh, wow, look at you, a veteran.
Why the first person ever...
Good luck with that.
Why the first person ever who looks like he murders trans walking the door into these rooms? Who is that all of a sudden?
Well, I don't know. I don't know who's coming in. And then show aloe vera, please.
Are these two drug addicts just found their way in?
Oh, there's aloe vera. We got a lot of people here. People come out for the trans women.
They're just sitting at computers and shit?
Yeah, I guess they're here to look at the queens.
Do you think they have no idea?
It'd be great.
Screen talking to them?
Yeah, they came in to do some work on a computer, and this is what's happening?
You and your girlfriend. There is nothing here worth heroin. I'm sorry.
Okay, so now... do we pick a winner of the entrance? Is that how we're doing this, Shannon?
You're going to rate each of them on a scale of
1
to 10.
Okay, I don't want anyone to see this. So
so we'll start with the first entrant.
Are they still introducing themselves? Or
do you want them to give a little round, a little bit about themselves?
Yeah, do it.
Let's have them one at a time sit here. They have a mic. Oh, they have a mic right in front of me. Okay, great. So we'll start with Stephanie. You have the mic in front of you?
Yes.
I don't hear it. It's not on. The mic's not on.
Oh, Dylan.
Yes.
Get the other way.
Stephanie just gave me full gas shot.
Big boy.
If you have questions to them, by all means, ask some questions.
Hello, Stephanie.
Hello.
Stephanie, get a little...
I'm not bending down.
There we go.
You can move into the...
Stephanie, your hairy Jew legs look like you're riddled with spider veins.
Here's your question, Stephanie.
Yes.
Where are you from? First question.
I'm from South Florida.
South Florida. Very
nice. I'm a little Florida hoe.
You are. You sound like one, too. Now, here's your question. What is your favorite color and why?
Favorite color? Uh-huh. Blue, baby. It goes perfect with the eyes, and I love going out with it.
Ooh, nice.
What a sick bitch.
What a great answer.
Live your life, girl.
Oh, I'm doing it to the fullest.
You better.
Living out loud, I'd say.
All right, do you have a question for contestant number two? Do you want to?
Yeah, sure. Hi, do you want to introduce yourself really quick?
Hello, I'm Aloe Vera.
Have you never felt more right?
Never felt more right? Never felt more hot?
Yeah,
I would agree
burning
with that.
Burning up?
Oh. The wick adds another 10 degrees, right, doesn't it?
Yes.
Yeah. Where are you from?
From Phoenix.
Phoenix, okay. What do you like to do for fun?
Yell at black people in the park.
I like Jesus Christ.
Tanner looks like a Karen for sure.
Okay. No, I like to sit out in the sun, get a nice burn on, as you can see.
Why?
I like the color.
Just because? Okay, very yes, nice, very you. Nice. Thank you.
Thank you.
I really am captivated by aloe vera right now.
By the way, the burn is what led to her name, aloe vera.
Oh, so it's a real burn. Oh, okay.
So that's a real burn.
Yes.
Okay, oh, that makes sense then. Okay.
Did that happen today, aloe vera?
Over the weekend.
Over the weekend. Okay.
Where were you?
Rockaway Beach. Oh,
Rockaway Beach. Okay. Very nice. Very nice.
Sunscreen did not work.
Chi-Chi, are you ever going to get your kids back from social services?
Hi, Chi-Chi.
Hi.
You are a fun one. You look like you've been drinking since last Tuesday.
At least.
Okay. Where are you from? Do you want to introduce yourself really quick?
My name's Chi-Chi from Rockland County.
Okay, very nice.
Is that sexy?
That's very sexy.
Jameson gets him wet.
It might be my favorite wig I've ever seen in my life. It's so fitting.
Kid, who's better than me?
That's fucking great. Yeah. Oh, my God.
Here's your question. When was your last date and how was it?
Oof. Oof.
It seems so genuine.
Is that all you got? Oof.
Oof.
Is that the whole
date.
Answer? Oof.
Killed a hooker.
I'm practically married for 18 years.
Okay, you've been married for 18 years, okay.
She don't know about this side of me, though.
She doesn't know? Okay, that's fine.
She's about to find out. That's what
live out loud, bitch.
When was the last time y'all had a date, then?
Oof.
Oof.
18 years, kid.
18 years ago, too, so like nothing to spice it up. Okay, that's fine. That's fine.
Keep it simple.
This is going to spice it up.
Yeah, this is why I'm here.
Let me ask you this. Chi-Chi, if your significant other asked you to keep this outfit on tonight, would you do it?
If she asked me, I'm going to make her allow me to do it.
Okay, great.
Yeah. I'm a small man,
with
Ralph.
Consent,
but
right?
I'm bigger than her. Small man. I saw you when you sat up in the chair.
I go in, dude. I want to video your butt hanging out of that skirt.
Jay, do you have any questions for them before we vote on them?
I thought I nailed the questions.
All right, you're good? You're not allowed to vote, but do you have any questions for them? No. All right, so we're gonna do one at a time, or we're doing all three, Shannon?
Yeah, do one at a time. Start with Stephanie O'Reilly.
Okay, on a scale from...
This is just on their
session. Just on their entrance and their general moxie.
Okay, and one out of ten.
Is it one out of ten?
Yes.
All right.
Okay, so we're doing like one, two, three, right?
No, we're doing one at a time. So for we're going to do...
Yes, that's
Stephanie.
Correct.
Stephanie, correct. Thanks. First, on a scale from 1 to 10.
You stole Lady Gaga's name, Stephanie.
Stephanie? Oh, really?
Seth!
Get it right.
Seth, I love it.
All right.
I'll be honest, I might have bumped him up a point.
Yeah, I think I just did, too. Right. I'm going to bump her up a point, too.
I think, are you ready? On the count of three, we're facing the cameras.
What a South Florida slut. Right,
now, this is for the first contestant, Stephanie, a.k.a. Dylan. Jay, show your number.
I gave Stephanie an 8.
Oh.
And I was going with a 7, but that last little bit of sass was great.
8.5.
Oh, wow. 8.5. I gave a very strong 6.
Why?
I have my reasons.
What's the reasons? Because he didn't get you your coffee today?
He didn't get my coffee. Here's my feeling. No. I feel,
Ralph
again,
only fucks drag queens that are...
I feel that both aloe vera and Chi-Chi feel a little more comfortable in their skin. That's my feeling.
Are you watching this?
Why?
Fucking Stephanie's put on a whole fucking to-do.
I had him just telling
you those long gams.
You know what, Ralph? I think you have a problem with yourself.
That could be very, very possible.
What is it? In case we said the jerk off? How good do you think they look? There's erasers on the pen, Bob.
Oh, that's true. Okay, so now we're going to go with...
Is that because of the shaving?
I felt that that was a little bit much. Okay. I should have fully committed, you know?
Okay.
Went halfway, I feel. I don't know.
But not all women shave, so...
I get it, but if it's something
their
about...
Their legs? Not unless yeah. they're monsters, they don't.
I think she could have came in with a little more sass.
Just for the record, I misunderstood and shaved the perfect area. So,
the only area that counts, right?
Thank you.
The only thank area you. That counts.
All right, you know what, thank Shannon? You. I'm changing my number to a 7. I'm giving
you got
I'm giving
my support,
seven.
Stephanie.
Yeah, I give you 7. Now.
I'm
seven.
The Paula Abdul.
Okay. So now we're going for aloe vera.
Anything you want to plug last minute, like Stephanie? Because, you know, she upped herself like a few points.
No, I don't need to cheat.
Okay.
Oh.
Here's the thing. I do
Karen.
Feel-
Karen.
No, a Karen would cheat.
That's true. Good point.
She would be like, okay, let me give her 5 more minutes.
She just wants to tell on you for cheating.
Oh, very Karen of her.
Let me know when your numbers are locked in.
I'm locked.
Jay?
I gave an 8 yet again.
Yet again, an 8. I see a pattern. Let's see what you did.
I have to be honest, okay? I have to be honest. This is what I feel. This is what I see. And I gave you, baby, a 7.
A 7, a 1 down. Okay, and I'm going to make it. I feel the strongest about this. I'm giving a small little 9.
Okay.
9.
Why? Because you love blondes, right?
I like blondes.
Biasy.
Yeah, all right.
And then now.
Now it's Miss Chi-Chi.
I shaved almost everything, if that gives me extra points.
Did you?
Absolutely.
Oh, I see that. Wow, that's true.
That did get you an extra point.
You know, I just am changing my number now.
That did get you an extra point, I'll
show
for sure.
Anything you want to plug last minute?
Ralph's mouth.
Lay up. What? Plug?
Yeah.
I'm good. What'd
okay.
I get?
Cool.
Jay?
Yeah, I could plug this. My father's place of work. I gave him a 7.
Wow.
Shaved legs, bumped it up a bit there. I was going to go 6, but... I was going to make fun of the fact that you have eczema legs, but you don't. That's just shave burn.
Shave burn.
For shaving on a humid day, God bless you.
Wow.
The beard, though, is always going to make the thing. The other two came in with very angular faces, contoured, and that beard.
Stay out of this game, kid.
Yeah, listen, you only missed, you're only a point under, and you got to keep your dignity and pride.
Shaving
well,
your legs?
Except for your legs. But now,
summer,
you'll still get pussy, and you can cut through water like a dolphin.
Rain, did you get their shoe sizes ahead of time?
Yes, I did.
Okay, that's interesting. That's fair. All right, so what did you give, Jay? Has he changed? He's changing.
7.
7, okay. And I, what did you give?
An 8.
And I gave an 8. So now, let's tally up round 1.
Hey, real quick, I want to talk about a new sponsor over here at the SDR show, and that is Fat Tango Presents. It's a scripted comedy podcast which has been anonymously verified by a third-party firm to be bad boy comedian Louis J. Gomez's favorite podcast.
I thought you were going
to
read it verbatim.
I did.
No, you didn't. You said one word wrong. It's Luis.
No, that's how you spell Louis.
Not, that's not how he spells it.
It's not, but it, unfortunately, it's the spelling that his the spelling is wrong.
Okay, fine, I'll let it go.
But just so you know, it's Luis J. Gomez.
There
it's different
go.
Guys. Favorite podcast ever. In fact, it's widely rumored that he can't come without playing it during sex.
You think he's naked when he does
what
it?
What a bunch of naughty boys wrote this.
You think he's naked?
Yeah. Every episode is a different story or premise. Things you might hear at Fat Tango Presents. Ghost hunters jerking off on doors. Crime fighting vans. An Italian genie makes eggplant parmesan. Sitcoms about porcupines. The plot to kill Black Santa. And more. There's also some other shows in the Fat Tango Network. If you feel compelled to shout them out, that's me. That was no to me. I do. Family Records, but I'm not going to tell you what it's about. They might be bronies. Sure, you know what that means.
Do you?
Yeah.
Oh, that's the Little Pony thing, right?
Yeah, people who jack off the My Little Pony.
You know when
pony.
I found out about that?
When you jerked off the My
when
Little Pony?
No, when we had Andrew W.K. on, he brought it up. Remember?
Didn't really?
Yeah, that's when I remember. That's when I learned that story.
Didn't he try to say it was like, it's not that weird either?
Yeah, and then he galloped out
that
of the studios.
That guy spent way too much time in Asia.
Is there any more to this, Shannon, or that's it?
No, that's it. Let's get back into it.
In third place right now with 23 points is Chi-Chi.
Okay,
in
third place.
In second place with 23.5 points is Stephanie. And in first place is 26 points is aloe vera.
Aloe vera is in first place because they can't hear because they don't have headphones. Then it is Stephanie in second place and Chi-Chi in third. But
Stephanie
really
needs this. She's in an abusive relationship, as you can see.
Yes, you can see. She's crying. She's blinking SOS.
She needs to get away. You know how Randy gets when he hits
the sauce.
And
by the way, Shanoons, am I right that it's like a point and a half separating them? Is that what it is?
2.5 points.
2.5 points from first to third. So that's nothing. All right, it's anybody's game. Okay, so now explain how the next round is going.
Shaving each other.
Well, already Chi-Chi's already done.
Not those parts.
I don't know. We don't know.
Okay, so this is the reading round.
The reading round.
Yes. So this will be, they will each take turns roasting the other two players.
Reading, it's called?
Yes.
It's called reading. I never heard that term before.
But yeah. I thought we were going to be surprised that women can read. Idea. Can you read, ladies? If you can, maybe.
Should
you
I
can
get vote. Out of the way? I feel like I'm in the way of them.
Maybe you can sit.
No, yeah. You're fine. Should I sit here? Because I feel like we're not seeing them.
No, I think you're good there. If you want, when they do the roasting, the one who is doing the roasting can stand in the center.
Okay, yeah, so this thing. Okay, I just feel like they can't hear you, Sam. But okay, so how are we doing? Giving them each a minute or something? Like, how is that working?
Yeah, I have the clock ready to go.
Okay.
Are they reading us or each
They're
other?
Each other, the other two.
Okay, cool.
I think that's
it's time to throw some shade.
Shade.
Spill some tea.
Is that another term on the show?
Come
yes.
on, dude.
I'm sorry.
Damn, dude, you are so...
And not woke?
You are so such an old antiquated
He's an ally with quotation marks.
Yes.
Real extra, quotation marks.
Extra quotation marks.
Real quotation
marks. Ally. Okay.
You ever mouth kiss a guy? You ever tongue kiss a guy?
On the show I have. What are you talking about? You were there.
Okay.
Did you not remember that?
I still don't.
Really? What was his name, Shannon?
Hugh Hunter. Hugh Hunter. We both made out with him.
We both made out with him.
Oh, yeah. I thought I made out with Huey Lewis. I made out with two guys.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. And then what was the other guy's name from the name that
Another guy stuck a tongue in my mouth on tour too.
At the name that tune at Skankfest, I put someone's wiener in my mouth. Over the underwear though.
Yeah.
I forget who that was.
You know what? I just took off one of the quotations over your ally.
Is it two and one or is it two just
two and two?
Good enough.
You got five more quotations to go.
All right, so now how are we doing it? One gets up and shits on the other two?
Yeah, so Stephanie will stand up first.
All right, Stephanie, you're standing up first. You're getting on the mic and you're shitting on the other two, reading the other two.
Yes.
All right, is that how we're doing? Am I in the way or are they? No. Bobby, to take cue from Bobby, go in the middle, right here. That makes sense.
And feel free to read us too.
Yeah, feel free. Shit on everybody.
Yeah, everyone. Even Shannon out there. Shit on her.
You have 1 minute to read.
Very tall, by the way. Very tall.
Maybe that's why you don't like me. This clearly, there's clearly some issues you have. I don't think you've ever had a real woman in your life, to be honest. Keep fucking with those Instagram whores. Ooh. I understand I'm an Instagram whore, but I'm a different breed. Uh-huh. So you came at me a little strong there. I would love you to understand the real me. My sister's over there. Honestly, I don't want to shit on them because I don't shit on women.
Well, I think you want an applause there. Okay,
I did.
It seemed like a real applause break.
Got it.
40 seconds left.
Jay, you're beautiful.
Thank you.
And I just want to eat you up.
There's a lot of
You know, these marks aren't from an abusive relationship. It's from fun in the bedroom. Come find out.
Sharp shoulder problems? I don't know about that.
It's angles. It's all about the angles.
Yeah. Drop a 3-point stance on me.
Listen, like, I just think I'm the most classy dressed out of all the ladies. I think I have style mixed with sexiness, mixed with sass, in the perfect amount. And I don't see any other contestant matching that.
I thought you Simply said you don't want to shit on your sisters.
Okay, time's up.
You got to go to work on these bitches, man. I mean,
time's
look at them. They look like fucking tarot card readers.
Time is up. Time is up.
I was giving them shit now.
Oh, but doesn't we got to let
put some lipstick on me. I'll make fun of these fucks.
By the way, I will say this. That time I felt much more feminine energy from Stephanie. I didn't feel it in the beginning.
Do you want to take a moment to rate Stephanie before?
Do you want to talk about? Yeah, let's talk about Stephanie first.
Sorry, Aloe Vera.
You want to spill some tea?
We want to spill. So when they first walked in, I felt Stephanie
attracted.
Did not feel comfortable to me. But now I feel that that's not the case. I feel that she's coming
feelings
into her own.
You didn't feel before.
Yeah, I'm feeling feelings that I didn't feel before.
Yeah.
Maybe it's because I like women to berate me.
Yeah, yeah.
But whatever it was, she gained some points for me.
Ralph, you can absolutely take me home after this.
Oh, well, we're already heading that way.
Just his so legs know. Look like 1,000 burglar mustaches. All smiling up on the, oh, he just gave me a fucking basic instinct me. I think I saw a nut.
I didn't see it. Shit.
I think I saw a nut.
I hope that was on camera.
Hava Nagila.
Now, can I ask this to you? How did you pick the wigs for them? Did you bring a bunch?
I actually brought one more than
needed and just needed. Saw who felt right.
Yeah.
Okay, and can I ask
the wigs you nailed?
How long?
I mean,
it take?
The whole thing.
How long did it take for each one of them?
I would say probably around 35 minutes.
All right, that's not bad. Not bad at all.
Yeah.
And how would you feel? They transformed like as your a normal customer for you, and the way they did it, you feel like this was a pretty. You're pretty happy with it all.
Not really. When I'm working at the studio, I have a lot more at my fingertips to work with. But yeah, they came out very, very good.
Okay, I
but
think
I think
great.
They could have been excellent.
If you had more prep time or
I think
more
all
and
three
more
of
tools.
Them could have been excellent, including Chi Chi. If we could have got her to shave, she could have had a really great look.
All right. And now,
kind of like Anna Magnani.
Yuhua, how did you feel Stephanie
Any
did?
Any words still on who those people are?
There? No idea. How did you feel Stephanie did with her with her
with
reading?
Me. I
it with me.
Think...
Oh, the T-shirt.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I can't judge it yet because I haven't seen the other two.
Yeah, but then you're judging based on the other two. I would like you to base her on her.
It was kind of... I didn't get much of a read. I just felt like you kind of took jabs at like...
At me? That's fine. Yeah. Okay, all right, good. Yeah. All right, that's nice. Yeah. I feel like you don't want to say negative things about anybody, but there's a little negative there. Okay, I'm fine with
that. Yeah, we'll get there. I have to see the other two first, you know? So I can't really compare.
She hated it.
Let's bring up Oliveira.
No. You have to rate her.
Oh, we have to rate her. Shit. Yeah. Let's rate her. Let's do it.
Sorry, okay. she can't hear me.
All right, we have to rate her. Let's do it. Okay, now we're doing a scale from 1 to 10. Okay, I'm going to start. I'll start this time. Ready?
Go ahead, Ralph.
I'm giving a 7.
Okay, I gave a 6.
I gave a 6, too.
Okay, well, we're all pretty
close. It wasn't a chomp down.
No, it was more...
I've watched, and maybe Dylan's never seen it. I've only seen the Johnny McGovern show we're talking about, but they did that where they would stand up and take turns going, and they get angry at each other. It gets so mean. That wasn't
well,
even
well, there apparently
sort
there's
of.
Thousands of dollars on the line. Here's a couple hundred, so maybe that's why.
Fair enough. Well, I'm just saying, there were some digs going to be taken. Right. Look at them.
I know. They said nothing.
So Dylan was very nice.
But I could say this,
which
though,
was sweet.
Stephanie
but that
set
wasn't
it
very
up.
South Florida slutty to me.
Stephanie has set it up for either Allo or Chi Chi to really take it home.
This is big.
Yeah, so we'll see now. Let's bring up Oliveira.
Let me remind you, there's a line you can go where I'm like, well, now you're just being mean and personal, and it's not funny. So you can go there.
Right, I can see, but like, I feel like Oliveira is chomping at the bit for this.
I'm very woke.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Allo, you can hear Shannon,
no ethnic words,
but I will tell you when the minute is up. But you have a minute starting now.
Stephanie O'Reilly. The only time anyone says O'Reilly about her is when she says she looks good.
Good one.
Chi Chi. I just hate the beard and hate you. Ralph, you have a big head. Yes. I'd love to see if you have another big head.
All right, not bad.
Oh.
And Big J, sort of just shaped like a deep breath.
Yeah. That wasn't bad.
Is that it? That was 20 seconds. You got like...
That's all the jokes I have.
Okay, you came prepared with that? Okay. All right, that was it. That was a solid 25 seconds.
Thank you very much.
I like that. She, by the way, started out really strong and fell apart really quick.
No, I thought did the right thing, but ending way, way early.
Way early. That's a mistake. But at least had...
Yeah, I gave a 6.
All right, I'm going to do this. I'm going to think about this here.
Why do you think I have an answer? I gave you an 8, baby! Right. I thought you started off really strong as well. And then I agree. You kind of...
Fizzled out. It's like me with sex. start out like I really know what I'm doing.
But at least you're naked.
At least I'm completely naked. The entire time. I'm giving a 7, Shannon. It would have been, by the way, it would have been a 9 if you went all the way to the end. If you had a second joke for each person, it would have been a 9.
Why do you have to hurt people after the fact?
I'm trying to give creative criticism here.
Or you can start off with as a group, and then 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, and then a group again.
Hang on. Fucking Chi-Chi mom over there. Her pills are kicking in. She's starting to fade.
Hello, Chi-Chi.
Chi-Chi takes Xanax during the day, but she's homeschooling the kids. Don't blame her.
Could we, by the way, is this an appropriate question to ask that after
Chi-Chi? Do you have a Xanax problem? Sure.
No, that if you... Yuhua. Yuhua? Mm-hmm. You want to say it right? Read the room?
No,
you won't
I can't
do it?
Do that. Oh, shit. I'm not the professional.
All right.
You're the professional comedian.
Barely.
You can roast us. I don't care.
All right. No. I just thought it might be fun to get it from the source.
Yeah, I agree.
Not
you're the real comedian. I'm just, you know, putting a wig on, some makeup, and like.
All right, let's bring up Chi-Chi.
That's
now.
Really all I'm doing too.
I also feel, by the way,
Chi-Chi should wear one of those like wrist guard things that like.
Going back to I think that Stephanie walks the most feminine.
Oh yeah, and look at that leg cross.
Yeah, I'm
proud of you.
You have to have a different kind of
Stephanie's definitely right now. As we progress throughout this, is giving the most feminine energy, I feel.
The one that I walk up to at a bar first, though, is definitely Chi-Chi.
Well, yeah, for you.
This one,
because you know you're going to get it.
Yeah, Chi-Chi will give you an HJ in a bathroom.
That's a great stance,
10
too.
Out of 10.
That's a real hard stance she's got going on there.
Old slam dunk Sally.
I'm going for, like, athletic.
Yeah, well, that's not what you're getting. That's not the energy I'm giving.
Dude, your calves are fucking pumping.
Right, look at that.
Pretty good calves.
These fucking jokers don't have calves like this.
No, I don't know. The Sutton family has no
calves. These calves stink.
Yeah. Did you say gams?
Yeah.
It's very fitting for your outfit.
Thank you.
All right, let's let Chi-Chi take it. Go, Chi-Chi.
I don't really care for this portion of the show, Ralph. You know, I feel like it's not nice to do, but you know, you get this guy who doesn't know how to use sunblock apparently.
Okay.
You know? And hairy legs. And also oof. It's rough. It's rough here.
That's it?
That's it.
Wow.
Oh. Matty Jester Skulls is so vascular. Right
by now, the way, okay? It's not like they didn't have a couple hours and knew about this for about a week or two to prep that material.
I think it just, you know, like look at each other and then
Stephanie
say from
used
your
the
heart.
Entire time.
Stephanie did use the entire time. It's true.
Yeah. By the way, I may have to go back and add an extra point to Stephanie after seeing the other two.
Thank you.
Because at least she filled the time.
But is it quality or quality?
Yeah, quality. Here's the thing. Aloe Vera had a little bit of quality.
Aloe Vera.
Chi-Chi felt a shit immediately.
Yeah, Chi-Chi had nothing.
I don't think if she even tried.
She had nothing.
She had a couple glasses of brandy. Fucking.
I think Chi-Chi should have crawled under the table to get over there.
Yeah, that would have made more sense.
Yeah, graze Ralph's dick. Do you even want to win this thing?
What are you doing, Cheech? Come on, Cheech, get your head in the game. All right, so Jay, there's not much to vote here on this one.
4.
I gave her 4, too.
I gave her 3.
Oh, wow.
I mean, that was just, she bailed. She bailed on the whole thing. She could have said anything.
But there's one more round, right?
Well, they're just going to go to 2 now.
I was rooting for you,
it's going to 2, from 3 to 2, where someone's losing now.
Oh, okay, got you. Well, I think we know who's getting their ass booted out.
That's right, so I guess I'll tell you who's in first place.
They can't hear it, so we'll start with first place first.
So currently in first place is still Aloe Vera. Aloe Vera
is in first place with 47 points.
In second place is Stephanie O'Reilly with 42.5 points.
Stephanie is in with 42.5.
And in third place, who is going to unfortunately be eliminated, is Chi-Chi with 34 points.
Our first
Chi-Chi
elimination is
the first elimination. Chi-Chi is out.
Chi-Chi, I was rooting for you. We were all rooting for you.
You should have taken off that blouse and have a shirt and he says, I shaved my pussy for this.
You know what's crazy, by the way? I thought for sure Chi-Chi was going to clean up in this round.
Me too.
And I was completely wrong.
Yeah.
If you would have asked me...
The lights came on. He realized he was wearing a dress and staring at himself. And
just gave up. Gave up.
Friends and family was going to... I mean, you see Matty.
Basically...
His dad's going to kick his ass. He still works at an auto body shop.
I'm going to recap his routine.
She
ready?
She can't wait to get the drink.
Jay.
she can't wait.
This was his routine. Get a load of this guy. Get a load of this guy. I'm out.
Yeah.
That was really it.
Look at him.
Look at this guy.
Catwalk. Now walk it out. Look at his little wiener bump.
All right, everyone, a round of applause for Chi-Chi.
How slow did the walk, by the way?
apple bottom jeans and the boots and the fur.
I really
sort of got low.
So also now, did you bring a few different outfits, or you kind of knew what they were going to get?
I kind of knew. I wasn't told what their sizes were. The only thing I had to go on was their shoe size.
Okay.
And they sent me a picture about 24 hours before this happened.
Okay. Oh, by the way,
did fantastic work.
Can Chi-Chi hear me? Chi-Chi, can you hear this?
Chi-Chi's wig is off already.
Chi-Chi.
She can now.
Chi-Chi and all the contestants, there's a bonus prize after we're done. If you go up to the bar upstairs and order a drink. You get to have sex
with Naked Ralph.
Can I do that right now?
Not yet, but after we're done, you go up to the bar and order a drink, you get an extra $50 each.
Why?
If they go upstairs to the bar in their outfits and just sit bar and have a drink and maybe, you know.
Oh, I got you. Yeah, live life.
Like,
got you.
Yeah.
Live life. Love it.
$50 extra.
I love it.
And look, the wig went right back on. I don't know what's up there.
Are you gonna do it, Chi Chi? Yeah. He'll do it.
All right, he'll do
it.
We got to wait until we're all done. You're going to go up together.
I'll send her up now.
No, we can't. Up there.
If you come back with a guy or a chick,
yeah,
I'll throw
you
in $50 more.
You win. If you go home with them, another $50. All right, so now the last round is going to be the lip-syncing competition, and they're going to go at it against each other. Should we move the shit out of the way? I think that's probably good.
Everybody's free.
I don't know what song they do. Good. That'd be a good one. You want to put the chair over there? That makes more sense. Get it out of the way.
Yeah. Thanks a lot, Bobby.
So now it's down to the last two ladies.
It's going
to
be called fat tonight.
So they're going to They're going to take turns.
There's not room over there, Ralph.
I'm sorry. So better put it back here. I just thought, well, maybe, yeah, that lift it.
If I can stand here, I'm fine.
Leave it like that. Just leave it like that. That's fine.
Everything's stupid.
So we're gonna play the song. They're gonna.
You gotta play it in the room, because they're not gonna hear it.
Shouldn't they be standing up there?
Yeah, they're gonna. But we gotta make sure that
Stephanie's talking like shit. She's gonna get it.
Yeah,
Stephanie.
It's so funny, by the way. I'm gonna tell you this: that Stephanie is slowly winning me over.
Oh yeah,
it's really from shitting on me. That tells you a lot about me. There we go.
Slow burn.
Daddy, don't forget that extra point. Yeah, let's see. Can you hear me right now? Is it playing through the speaker?
Yes.
Okay, good. The headphones on. So now it is the song is for what? For a minute.
About a minute and 30, I feel like, is good in the song. And so what they'll do is, what you guys will do is you'll take turns. Like, you'll take a verse or take a line, the other one take a line, and, like, be sassy with each other. Okay. It's a lip sync battle.
Okay. And you guys heard that?
No.
They didn't hear that. Okay.
Perfect. Is the sound on in there?
Are you hearing me there? Are you hearing it? Hello. Can you hear it? Can you hear it? I'm talking. Can you hear me?
Bobby, get low, low.
Low, 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 low. Do you hear it now, guys? Are you hearing it coming out of the speaker? I hear it.
Do you guys hear me talking?
Okay. Yeah, so say it again, Shannon.
Okay, so it's going to be about a minute and a half. I'm going to play the song, and the both of you are going to stand in front of the screen, and you're going to take like a sentence each, be sassy with each other. It's a lip sync battle.
Yeah, you don't have to sing.
Why don't you put a duet where they can each have their assigned...
I don't know if we have that planned. We planned that far ahead. That would have been nice.
You know, because it's supposed to be them battling.
They're battling it out. Okay, they're battling for the crowd response.
From Miss SDR.
For the SDR queen. All right, like guys, boys, girls, get in there. I said boys. How insulting. Girls, get in there.
How dare you?
Get it right.
Just have fun.
You just got one of your...
I just lost a point.
You just got one of your...
getting it.
Quotation marks back. You just got a quotation mark.
Let's see what that looks like. Can we put that on? You have it already? Wow, look at them. They look great. Let's hear it. Blast it.
All right, starting now.
Tanner looks like Mindy Cohn, Natalie from TV's Facts of Life.
I don't hear anything. Oh, there we go. You guys hear it?
Damn, everyone's too young or too old to get my Facts of Life reference.
You hear it? Is it loud?
Yeah, I hear it. Can you guys hear it?
Louder, Shannon.
Hi. We're your weather girl. Uh-huh. And have we got news for you.
Do they get the words on the screen?
I don't think it's that
Move
easy.
Your mouth, girls!
And leave those umbrellas at home!
There we go. I don't think they know the song. Neither one of them know the song, Jen.
They'll know the chorus.
Or put like a Britney Spears song or something.
Yeah, maybe Britney Spears.
Maybe one more time.
They don't know.
How about, like...
They don't know.
For the first time. He did.
Now they know it. Now they know it. Let's see. It's raining men. Hallelujah. It's raining men. Amen. I'm gonna go out. I'm gonna let myself. I think Shannon aged herself by playing this one for these guys.
I googled drag drag songs.
I genuinely right now, I feel humiliated for them.
I think maybe give them baby one more time or something.
Yeah, baby one more time. Or like Ariana Grande, I'm sure they know.
I bet you they know baby one more time.
It'd be nicer if you just shot them both in the leg.
Thank you.
This is Shannon's pick. I didn't pick the songs.
What the fuck was that?
Do you think they'll have more dignity with a more...
This went 5 minutes.
They knew the lyrics. This went 5 minutes past me just laughing at them and I go like, I don't feel bad. I feel like we're just picking on people.
Yeah, they just like, what are they? Do we know this?
Baby, baby. Come on, who knows?
They know equally as many words.
It was difficult, Ralph. They're both two different girls at the bachelor party. Aloe Vera is going to suck off the stripper for
sure. Oh, for sure.
And I feel like Stephanie's going to be overbearing the whole time, trying to organize stuff, games that he wants to play.
I really believe this, by the way. Aloe Vera believes this in her heart. And Stephanie might be the... Wow. I think it's enough for them. Let's give them a round of applause. That was fucking great. This is my genuine feeling. Turn off the speaker, please. Aloe Vera believes this in her soul. This is who she is.
Look, it might be a coming out party for Tanner, but I'll tell you this.
But Stephanie is a better performer, but Aloe Vera, maybe giving it more or feels
she's
more comfortable.
She's putting more oomph into it, but the understated nature of Stephanie was pretty feminine.
Right.
I will say.
But I
blame the Judaism for that.
That's just a good point. It's a good point. So I feel like in their soul, it's more Aloe's soul, but Stephanie is maybe coming off more feminine. I don't know how to...
It doesn't need to be feminine,
coming
though.
Coming off.
Let me hear your opinion of what you just witnessed.
It was tragedy, but... But
I think it took three rounds for me to finally be honest.
Y'all embodied it. Y'all have fun, and that's what it matters, right? I will say that it doesn't really matter how feminine they are or how masculine they are, because I think that it's just about stage presence.
What about just belief of who they are presenting themselves as? That's the better way to look at it. And I just feel like I'm torn because it's two sides of a coin. One of them, I think, believes it more internally.
Who do you think believes
it? I don't know
it
about it. I'm telling you, Stephanie's giving boo-boo eyes right now and doing a whole thing.
I just think she's...
But is it them believing in themselves or is it them... making us believe in
right.
them.
Right. There's that's I exactly say it's a better way to put at it.
First person to suck a dick up and stares at the bar wins. Finally.
She's out the door.
Here's what I think. In Raining Men...
It's not a fair thing. Neither one of them knew the song.
I think she did a little bit better in Raining Men. It's Raining Men. And then Baby One More Time. I felt like they were both kind of the same. Like, they both started off like not really knowing what's going on and then they kind of went into it and then they kind of fell apart again at the end.
Nobody got served.
It's a hard one for me. It's a hard one.
Okay, well, how about this? What songs do y'all know?
It's always a hard one for you when you're dealing with these guys in dresses.
They don't know any songs.
It's a hard one for me. It's all I can write with my dick.
Anything Britney Spears she said?
Toxic.
Toxic? Do you know Toxic? Okay, she's like, no.
She's going to put them through it again.
If you do Fergalicious, I know every word, guaranteed.
Well, I'll be honest with you. I could go for here.
I could go with seeing Fergalicious right now.
No, Aloe Vera. You can sit there and
you don't have to.
You can throw up in a bag. We know you drank too much at this party, but fucking.
If Stephanie wants to go hard on Fergalicious, we're gonna let her go hard on Fergalicious.
Fergalicious.
Do you want to do another song?
Fergalicious.
Just your pick. Your pick. What makes you comfortable?
Oh, you know what, Aloe Vera?
She's like, no.
Right. Sitting in the chair makes her comfortable.
I think she's right. You want to pick a different song is what it is. You each want to do your own song. I understand what she's saying.
Let them do their own song.
I agree. Yes, you're right. That's what it was. That's for sure what it was.
Can we see Stephanie do Fergalicious, please?
Oh, of course. And then it has to... Well, who should go first?
Well, let Stephanie go first. Let her set the bar. She's ready to do this.
Let Stephanie do it and then Aloy think
Aloe Vera decides what she wants to do.
Give Aloe Vera the chance she desperately wants to go against Stephanie.
So put the speaker back on, please, Bobby.
Aloe, think about what you want to do now while she's...
Yeah.
Ahead. Now we watch Stephanie while Aloe thinks.
Yeah, that's a good
one. I'd say work on a whole choreography, honestly.
Yeah, you have a minute to figure out all the choreography.
I'd say do Love is a Battlefield, but the end part where you just get to do all the shoulder dancing.
And if you want to work in like a costume change, go right ahead. That'd be awesome.
I'll do it.
You can do Twinkle Twinkle Little Star too, you know.
All right, you ready with Fergalicious? All right,
always
remember
this,
Stephanie,
Ralph?
Get up there. We are young. Heartache. All right, can you put it on? Can you? It doesn't go on the main screen. You can't do that, right? All right, let's do it.
Okay, Stephanie, it's on.
Make it louder.
It's just on. Listen up, y'all, cause this is it. The beat that I'm banging is delicious. Burgerlicious definition, make them boys go loco. They want my treasure so they get their pleasure.
Oh, pig.
I ain't easy, I ain't sleazy. I got reasons why I tease them. Boys just come and go like seasons. Burgerlicious. Drop it low.
I mean, Ralph, you lick your lips, you fucking weirdo. You're not? Alright, I think that's enough. Let's give it to the speakers.
This could be the third born male employee you have sex with, Ralph.
I would say Stephanie gave it all there.
Yeah.
That was pretty good.
Dropped it
and
down.
And now, Aloe, you don't have to go up.
What are you talking about? She desperately wants to.
I'm not forcing anything. If she wants to.
She might go acapella.
Get it, sis.
Oh, you're going acapella?
Get it, sis.
Marilyn Monroe, happy birthday. Ever heard of it?
Oh, my God.
Tell me when to go.
Go, baby.
Good.
Happy birthday to you.
Make him really uncomfortable. No, do all Ralph. Trust me, it's all Ralph's better.
They.
I'll kiss your penis.
You.
I ain't no problem with this.
Happy birthday, dear Ralph. Happy birthday to you.
Did you feel nuts on your elbow?
That was awesome.
That was good.
Wow.
That was good.
This is going to be difficult.
It is.
Do I have lipstick on my forehead?
No.
Okay.
How's the winning work? Like, what's the levels of prize?
A couple hundred bucks?
To just
Did
one
really
winner.
Did they really win a couple hundred bucks?
Yeah.
Couple hundred bucks for the one winner, and then everybody could get a chance for everyone 50 else. If they go upstairs.
And they all got an entrance amount as well.
And a tiara.
And a tiara and a sash.
Oh, that's beautiful. Okay.
Best SDR. Right,
so everybody's doing good.
Yeah, so now this is going to be a hard one for me. I really got to tell you. Had to think about it.
I got to say, I'm going to have to go with Stephanie's excitement at the end to jump back in the mix. And do a song, dropped it low. I mean, really things that I'll never look at Dylan the same way again. I played basketball with this dude.
Who's Dylan?
I played basketball with this dude, and I'm coming in on him hard because I believe he is now soft. He went for it pretty hard on that Fergalicious. And I'm telling you.
You don't think that Aloe Vera just gave it her all?
Aloe Vera sang that song very sexy, but it was low risk a bit. Where I'm telling you, that's like, while terrifying looking, it seemed, will bite in the ass less later. Dylan's got a bunch
of... Can I point out, everyone knows the fucking words to happy birthday?
Yeah, that's true. Even all the words Fergalicious. Well,
whoa, look at them. Now they're throwing shit at each other.
Now they're throwing shade all of a sudden.
This is like a Jerry Springer show now, where they're all sitting up there, you know what I'm talking about, where they're just like...
They both did fantastic.
I think they both fucking...
But I'm telling you... Dylan through life is going to eat more shit for this.
That's probably
than Aloe Vera. So Stephanie is going to get my final vote.
Okay, now we turn to you.
Well, are we going to rate them though?
Well, it's just a win or lose on this, I think.
Yeah, I think
it doesn't matter. Yeah.
Out of the two, the one that sparked the most excitement for me would be Stephanie.
Wow. So here's what I'm going to say. It doesn't matter my vote, because I won't break a tie.
Well, shouldn't Shannon get a vote? She works here.
No, it doesn't make any sense. But here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to give them both the prize money equally, but we are going to crown Stephanie Miss SDR Drag Queen.
Okay.
$2,021. Woo!
$2,021. You heard it here first, everybody. Right around the pocket.
Where you're out. Where,
oh, my God.
50 extra for doing the thing. Here he is.
Here's
SDR.
Miss SDR. Joe Bobby's making his way through the...
By the way, Bobby had both of these items in his closet.
Cemetery of Chairs.
Today, she's going to reign with dignity and grace.
Today I am a golden...
She's a goddess. No, it's a golden.
Today I'm golden. Oh, I am golden.
All your skateboard friends and your black friends are gonna look at you weird at the parties now.
Wow.
I can't wait till the No Need for Apologies podcast hears about this.
Bring your crown back.
Oh, I love it.
There you go. Back
by the way,
Godfrey would never be here again if he saw what was happening. I don't think Godfrey, this is his thing so much.
All right, let's do this. We got to wrap up.
Yeah.
Let's give everyone rounds of applause. That was fucking great. And let's go around the room and do plugs. We'll start with you, Rain. Anything you want to plug? Any Instagram, anything like that?
I'm from Fair Play, Staten Island, New York. www.fairplaytv.
Fair Play TV. Yuhua?
Yuhua Hamasaki on all socials. Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, and Facebook.
Okay. And Jay, any plugs?
We'll do the
gals. You want to do your plugs? Get on the your mic there. Is it hot?
Hello, Miss SDR.
Plug. Yeah, follow me at Dylan J. Negri. Thank you guys so much for this opportunity. Go follow me at Dylan J. Negri and check out my podcast, Doped Up and Dying, Stoners Getting High.
Okay, there we go. And finally, Aloe Vera.
Thank you very much. I appreciate the second place. I do not have anything to plug.
Okay, fair enough.
Nothing but plug.
Maddie, is Maddie here? He's upstairs in a drink.
He's trying to get us $50.
You want to plug anything, Maddie?
The thing is, on Gas Digital, Ding. When is that? Tuesday's 5:30.
Wow.
What is that?
That's part, a real co-host you got there. All right,
Jeff Skulls everywhere.
I think like we should take him off the mic. He's so bad at that. All right, Shannon, your plugs.
You can follow me on Instagram and TikTok at ShannonLee6982 and listen to my podcast, The Thing Is Ding, where we talk about bad dates, fighting, and ghosts on the Gas Digital Network.
Big J.
BigJComedy.com. A lot of shows coming up. Philadelphia, July 29th, Lincoln Financial Field, where the Eagles play. I'll be doing a show with a bunch of comics, Toure, Gordon, Philadelphia, Craig Shoemaker, Steve Simone. There's a bunch of us doing it. It's 5,000 tickets. I think they said there was 200 sold. So get on that, everybody. Wow. It's a whole saga.
That's a real social distance.
Buddy, it's a saga going on with this show. I said out the end of next month. But they were like, hey, you want to do the show? I'm like, sounds great. Eagles Field? Absolutely. Yeah. And then they were like, let's have strategy meetings on promotion. I'm like, just do it. Like, I don't know what you're talking. It was so bizarre. But it's going to be a great lineup.
Looks like you should have probably had a couple of strategy meetings.
It's fine. What's the worst case scenario? They're going to cancel it. Yeah. But I don't think so. I don't think they're going to. Get tickets for it. Mm-hmm. Everything else, selling out fantastic on the road. So go to BigJComedy.com. Appleton, Wisconsin coming up next weekend. And also two places I've never been. Spokane, Washington. I'll be doing comedy club out there. So those are two new ones. Albany coming soon. A bunch of dates, BigJComedy.com. Bonfire on SiriusXM Faction Talk 103, Monday through Friday, 5 to 7 p.m. Eastern, and Legion of Skanks right here on Guest.
Bobby Hutch, plugs?
You can follow me on all social media at TheBobbyHutch, but more importantly, subscribe right now to GasDigitalNetwork.com. Use promo code Hutch and get a 7-day free trial.
Right. Speaking of which, the entire network will be free for July 4th weekend if you're watching this live. Follow me over at I Am Ralph Sutton, my podcast on health and wellness called The Good Sugar Podcast, or what was it, Juice Man and the Monster?
Juice Man and the Monster.
It comes out every Monday. And by the way, the Queer Eye reunion special is out right now if you want to see me with those boys. It is on, Peacock? What is that thing? It was on
Peacock TV.
It was on E, and now I think it's on Peacock. It went after it was on E. And thank you, everyone. Let's do a song of the week. Why don't we do this?
Bad Girl.
Let's do Bad Girls. Talking Perfect. Let's do Bad Girls by Donna Summer. And this coming Saturday, the next episode, Big J and I interviewing Simon Kirk from Bad Company and Free, the only member to be in all albums on both those bands.
Are you going
to
put out 311?
Yeah, I'm going to put it out at some point. I don't know when. All right, we'll see you next week on the SDR show. Thank you again, ladies. Thank you, everyone. See you next week.
Thank you, everybody.
Bye.
You've been listening to the SDR Show.